Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgro.com and look for Ralgro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
And today's markets gave us a little bit weaker on the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. We're down about $2 in the first couple of months on feeder cattle, with November being down to $140.35, down $2. January's down $1.97 to $138.92. March and April, $1.70 to a 75 cents lower. This time of year, those contracts become kind of the center of the focus as people buy those wheat pasture cattle and attempt to hedge them against March, April, and May futures. Live cattle today were down 60 to 80 cents. October's down 20 at 107.82. Everything else down 60 to 80. We had a cattle on feed report after the close today. It was considered a little bit bearish here. The on-feed of September 1st was 104%, expecting 103.3, so a little bearish on-feed. That would be a record for this time of year, September 1st. Placements were 109, we were looking for 106, and then marketed 97% while we were looking for 97%. So think most people would consider that a bearish report, but with today's $2 down, I don't know how much of an impact that'll actually have. The slaughter today was 112,000. Last week it was 111, so that's a little bit disappointing there. But we're slaughtering for the week about 594,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
Well, the grain futures were mixed today. The Kansas City wheat was kind of disappointing here to finish the week, down 8 cents out in December at $4.75. And that's the lowest it's been since about September 17th. It rallied on that day. The low was 471 and went all the way up 2 days later to 509. And now we've given almost all of that back. And of course, back in August, we went down to 420. So it's still another 55 cents down from the current level. But pretty disappointing. There's a lot of wheat being planted and some coming up at this point. And so we're getting off to a good start, at least for the grazers. The corn was up a penny today and beans were up a penny. Not a whole lot of action there. The hedge funds and other managed money positions have been selling off those positions from a record level. And the managed money increased by 19,369 positions, all the way up to 211,000 on the managed net soybean position. So that's a really big number for the soybean long net position. And corn, it ended up today being about 95,000 long, an increase of 37,000 long positions on the corn managed net position. So a lot of funds in here buying and getting long these corn futures and options contracts.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.